This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
A few months ago, I talked about the future decline in home ownership. For example, the number of first-time home buyers declined to just 26% in 2022. This was the lowest level since the National Association of Realtors began tracking data. The latest research from Zillow explains why this significant decrease. The report estimates that you would need to make more than $106,000 annually to comfortably afford a home. Put another way, that suggests that more than half of American households can't afford home ownership. Let's compare home prices and annual income in 2020 to this year. Back then, an annual income of $59,000 could pay a mortgage without spending more than 30% of the income, assuming a 10% down payment. That year, the U.S. median income was about $66,000, meaning that more than half of American households could afford home ownership. Today, the median income is around $81,000, which is far short of $106,000 needed to comfortably maintain payments. The monthly payment on a typical U.S. home has nearly doubled since 2020. Of course, these are averages. Here's a short list of cities that need a much lower household income to afford a home: Pittsburgh, Memphis, or Cleveland. Compare that to cities that require a higher family income: San Jose and Silicon Valley, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. The cost of housing has skyrocketed, and interest rates have also increased. First-time home buyers are the families most affected by these increases. That makes it hard not only to find a home, but to find one you can afford. Owning a home used to be the American dream. For the increasing number of Americans, that dream seems out of reach. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.